And joining me on the line next, on Views and News through till 12, Dr. Pete Vincent of Netcare, Medicross Tokai. Parents, home gardeners, and those who work with soil and animals should be aware of the need to stay up to date with regular tetanus vaccinations. As such, Dr. Vincent has urged the public that you haven't had a tetanus inoculation within the past 10 years, or can't remember when last you had one, that you should see your doctor straight away. He joins us on the line now. Maybe please explain how tetanus is contracted from the soil or compost. Is this a new development, Doc?
No, it's not a new development at all. It's been around for eons. And what actually led to this press release that I put out is that we've had an elderly gentleman that was exposed to compost on a Monday, and by Friday he developed chest pain. And by the Sunday, he was being intubated, and the diagnosis was made of tetanus. And I just heard about this third hand, and I thought, you know, this is really, you know, appalling that such a preventable disease is being allowed to, this man has been allowed to be exposed to. And one just wants to get it out there that, you know, the tetanus vaccine is very available, and it lasts for 10 years, and we should all be aware of, especially the elderly gardeners, that you can get tetanus if you're not properly vaccinated, and the vaccination does sort of wane over a 10-year period. So you get tetanus from soil, from dust. The tetanus spores actually live for about 50 years, so they don't die. So it's important, you know, when you prophylactic things that make sure you are working with soil and compost, you know, work, you know, use gloves, especially if you've got any sores on your hand, which this man had apparently, and just make sure that you're up to date with your, you know, vaccinations. So we, as a medical profession, we use any sort of one that comes in with any sort of injury, we try and ascertain when they last had their tetanus vaccination, if they're not sure they get a tetanus shot. And the size of the wound, you can have a minor scratch or a major injury. Sure. Both can lead to sort of the tetanus. That's the big sort of word out
there. I got you. So there needs to be a wound. It's not as if a basic kind of...
No. It's simple, a little scratch. If you just get a little scratch and you sort of expose that to you know, the ground where there's a tetanus spore, that will lead to tetanus, which is a ghastly disease.
Yeah.
And very rare because of the, you know, the vaccine is so freely and readily available and given.
Yeah,
but should be.
You're saying if you're in contact with both soil, compost, or pets, you should be getting this particular vaccine.
Pets will be more in their fecal, you know, from the fecal. They can get from animals who've got tetanus. You can get from their flesh and their and their sort of bowel, but basically it's feces as well that one can, you know, pick up the... So it just should be very good with, you know, hand washing if you've handled soil, and if you've got any sores in your hand, yeah, you know, wear gloves.
So a basic hygiene regime or gloves, that could mitigate your exposure to it as well, couldn't it?
That's definitely, yeah. You should really, I think if you're working with compost, it's best to, you know, to wear gloves. I think that's, you know, the sensible thing to do.
Okay.
And just make sure, and in the meantime, make sure that you are covered with the tetanus, you know, are covered with the tetanus vaccine, which, you know, lasts for 10 years.
I got you. I think we just are, we're into that vaccine season, given that it's winter.
That's right.
And we're trying to play catch up on how many vaccines we need. So, yeah, maybe that hygiene and that glove, and consider the tetanus shot that lasts for 10 years. Now, these are for people that are specifically working with soils, working with compost, and who are living with pets. Or should it be considered in a broader sense?
The whole general population, whoever should be, you know, covered every 10 years with tetanus vaccinations. It's essential because, I mean, you know, you don't say specifically gardeners, because you could just have a cyclist and have a fall and you know, have a minor sort of injury to your fingers. And then that can lead to tetanus.
Yeah. Talk to us about the symptoms and the prognosis if you should be affected by it.
Well, this good person, you know, was a 5-day from moment of contact to developing these symptoms, which first was sort of chest pain and then just progressed to more sort of severe spasms, and then he had to be intubated. There's no specific, because I phoned Lucille Bloomberg when I first heard about this case. You know, she's the doyen of infectious disease in South Africa. And I said, you know, is this feasible that this man can develop tetanus within 5 days? She said, yes, very much so. Can be anything from 5 days to 50 days from time of onset. And the quicker the disease presents, the worse the prognosis. But the main thing is it develops a sort of toxin which can either go bloodborne or go up the peripheral nerves into the central nervous system, and then it blocks the inhibitory muscle. You get the nerve jerk, but there's nothing to release it because the toxin from the tetanus is stopping that nerve from that muscle from relaxing. So you tend to get that sort of locked jaw, you know, grin mouth sort of. Just, that's a traditional sort of feel.
Doc, we are running out of time. Dr. Pete Vincent of Netcare Medicross. A couple of questions I want to sneak in. This message in from Fiona, it reads, I was nipped by a baby seal while swimming. The paramedic said I didn't need a tetanus shot because it wasn't on land. Soil is the problem. Fiona wants you to confirm or deny that information.
I think she should be safe with that. But I think it's still worthwhile getting a tetanus shot. If she hasn't had in the last 10 years, if you use any excuse to just make sure that you keep yourself updated with the tetanus vaccination.
Let's talk about tetanus vaccine very briefly, if you don't mind, Doc, for grandparents in providing protection against whooping cough for newborns as well. Yeah. What's the link there?
Basically, they call it cocoon effect. So everyone around a newborn should be immunized against whooping cough. The mother gets immunized at the age of at 37 weeks with called Adacel Quadra, which has got the tetanus, diphtheria, polio, and whooping cough virus protection. And then so the grandparents, both sets of grandparents and the father, should all be vaccinated. And
we have to wrap it up there. We got you, Dr. Pete Vincent. That's all we have time for.